a lot of people will message me and say, you know, I'm going to be looking to start working out soon. I'll let you know when I'm ready. And it's always a disheartening thing to hear when people say that, because there's no time to be ready other than today. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most, Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe. What we have here is a community to give local voices a public platform of shared ideas, knowledge, and perspectives. So welcome to this new mini-series called Fast, Medium, and Slow. So we're talking about different speeds and different speeds at which to focus on the three areas that we always focus on in this community right now, which is health, wealth, and relationships. So today's episode, we're going to talk about fast, that the fastest speed you can go, and why that's crucial when it comes to looking at your health. Excited to get into this one. Thank you for being here. Before we start, just want to say thank you to everybody who's listening, who makes the time to download the episodes. It means a lot to me. It does. And I love hearing the feedback on how these episodes impact people. So I appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I'm on Instagram at VibingOutWT, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube. I'm everywhere. So make sure you are following, subscribed. Thank you so much. And let's get into this one. I think this series is a little bit anticipated. People wanted to know, what does this fast, medium, slow idea mean? I hope this perspective serves you. So when I'm talking about health, and I mean going, go fast, I don't mean like just move fast all the time. Sometimes you got to move slow when it comes to health, things like sleep. You know, you move slow. You don't move, you sleep. You stay very still. Or when it comes to, I don't know, stretching or yoga, you know, maybe that you're moving slow in these instances. But I mean the idea of, don't wait. Think fast. Go right into it. Don't wait when it comes to your health, because your health is the thing that you need to focus on, like, on a daily basis, optimally. Not like get in the gym 7-8 days a week, no. But you should be doing something for your health every day, whether that's, you know, making a great meal, whether that's going outside for a walk. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you can do something with a friend that's outside, like a bike ride or something. But the idea is to think about health all the time and do it in a fast way, as in, don't procrastinate on it. Don't wait on it. Don't put it till next week or next month. You know, I do personal training for clients, and I love to help people work out. A lot of people will message me and say, you know, I'm going to be looking to start working out soon. I'll let you know when I'm ready. And it's always a disheartening thing to hear when people say that, because there's no time to be ready other than today. I mean, you can make progress today, even a little bit of progress, like, I don't know, just buying some healthy foods or signing up for the gym or saying, you know what, okay, I'm going to go for a walk today, and I'm going to do that the next 3 days in a row. I'm going to go for a walk. I'd rather people tell me what they're doing now, what they're going to do about it now, rather than make it some big goal in the future that they're going to achieve one day. It's not going to happen one day. You got to move quick, because one day is not going to be here. And your health is going to be the thing that's going to help you have more days in your life. So, it's one of those things where you want to make sure that you act quick, act soon, because it's going to benefit you to focus on your health your whole life. So you might as well start now. The first best time would have been to start, I guess, a while ago. But the second best time with your health would be to start now. I heard some, like, it was some quote I heard. But the point is, you can't change anything in the past, but you can start focusing on your health today. And yeah, that's what I'm trying to promote to you guys, is think fast. Even me, I've had lapses where I haven't thought fast. Like, for example, literally yesterday, I was in my room, in my bed, chilling. And I wanted to go for a run, but I was in my bed, and I was hanging out, and I was just watching videos, and I was just relaxing. And eventually, I did not go for the run. I didn't think fast enough. You know, we have a lot of reasons to work out, to stay fit, to try to work on these things, to try to eat well and try to be healthy overall. There's a lot of reasons to stay in optimal health. But I think there's even more excuses not to. And I think that's the sad truth of reality of life today. That there are a bunch of reasons to be fit, to be healthy, but there's more excuses not to be. You know, oh, I don't have time. Oh, it's, you know, I have other things going on. I have too much work, or that's too tough for me, or oh, I had an injury, or oh, like, you know, it's too expensive to do that. No. You will make time for the things you prioritize. So I'm telling you guys, prioritize your health and think fast. Do it fast, quickly. Just go. Just get up, go for a walk. The weather these days, it's May as I record this. I'm looking outside. Beautiful sunny day. I'm going to actually go for my run today. I will, I promise. And so, yeah, like, the weather's getting great. So we have even less excuses now. We have one less excuse. Great weather. You can go outside for a walk, a run, a bike ride, a jog, to play sports, to just hang out with a friend and go on a hike with them. These are all forms of movement, which is exercise, which is focusing on health. And so, yeah, I mean, there's nothing else to say. Just think fast, move fast. When it comes to health, you want to move fast, and you don't want to make excuses. And if there's any way I can help you, if you have any questions, let me know. Just reach out to me at VibingOutWT on Instagram. If you have my number, text me. But there are things we can do. There are methods we can implement to get you started on your health journey. It doesn't have to be so crazy and intense. It's just doing it fast, like just getting started right away and then slowly seeing progress over time as you build some momentum, as you build some consistency. You'll look back and thank yourself. You will thank yourself that you started, that you didn't wait. So yeah, that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping you guys can do. Like I said, reach out to me if you have any questions. I'd love to help you with your health journey, as I'm on a health journey of my own, and I see it as the utmost importance. So next episode, we're going to talk about wealth, but how it should be at a medium speed. And then relationships, finally, at a slow speed. So stay tuned for those episodes as well if you're excited to hear those. Health, wealth, relationships, the three areas we have to focus on to grow and move forward in life. This is the holistic growth that I like to focus on nowadays, health, wealth, and relationships. So stay tuned for the next episode. I hope you enjoyed this one. I hope it did something to motivate you or encourage you to think fast with your health. You better have some sort of health workout or some sort of plan by the end of this episode, okay? Anyways, I'll see you guys next episode. Thank you so much for listening, okay? This has been Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most, Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe, and I'm signing out. Peace.